Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your employee used profanity and threatened me with violence.
Normally, I get great service.
I just wanted my seatbelt buckle to work. It was a little undercooked. Hope you had a great piss, Arnold. Come into my house and watch adult films. Watch adult films. Watch adult. I'm sorry. World. Mommy's making out with next door neighbor. Next door neighbor. Next door neighbor. I'm sorry.
That's not coffee in her coffee cup. In her coffee cup. In her coffee cup.
She's filled it up with gin. Let's move on to the second in command, Mark Twitch Riddell.
That's it. You know what? C+.
C+.
Any reason?
Oh, because he's being a dick.
He's being a dick right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
Mark,
good reason.
Mark just texted, this will be fun. And then, you pony. Merry Christmas.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Morning.
Another week begins.
Yep. God, you gotta love that. That's a real human being, too.
It is. It
That's
sure
a
is.
Real human
did
being.
Did you see did you watch the clip that I attached with it so you got it in contact?
I did. Legs up in the air.
Beautiful,
and the
isn't
best
it?
Part of the clip was the wife's disinterest.
I like the dog coming in to check it out.
But the you know, that's the obvious one, but then you have the wife in the background that's just unfazed.
Oh, he's done it before.
Legs akimbo, yeah. Sticking them up in the air and then delivering. Oh. All right, I'm not going to play it.
Oh, darn
again.
It.
But anywho, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're great to go.
What?
Go. Here. Go where?
We're
Calgary,
already here.
Canada.
Yeah.
Madrid, Spain. Kearney, New Jersey. Timonium, Maryland. Good Grief, Idaho. Is there really a town named Good Grief?
I had to Google it. It's true. It's true. What?
PP Township, Ohio.
Yes.
No.
Also
a town
real.
called PP.
PP Township.
Oh, so you have to use the full PP Township.
I think, you know, it's funny. When people live in townships, they want to hear township. So
I think it's been much better since you're not taking real listeners' towns and you're just looking them up online. I think you're really, you're getting away with it and it's fine. Continue that. That's fine. That's great.
Mike, the only one that is a Google find is PP Township. But
PP Township,
I could not use it.
I knew I caught you on that.
I knew I couldn't not use it.
Speaking of you, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Over the weekend, and I don't say this, I don't gush online, I didn't even call this weekend, which
no.
I normally do, because I didn't want to interfere, because it looked like you and Twitch and everybody that was there was having such a good time. I want to tell people that if you ever wonder whether you've done well with your life, have a bunch of people that are associated with your business out there doing stuff for you, a lot of them out of the goodness of their hearts and just having a great time doing it. I don't think there's anything more satisfying than watching all of you guys gather up in Washington, D.C. in Maryland. Was it Maryland?
Silver Spring, yeah.
Silver Spring, Maryland, in the TMOS commercial kitchen, baking fruitcakes and having a fantastic time. And apparently, efficiently delivering better than any other year,
this,
correct?
We've gotten to a new level. We finished all the baking in one day. This has never, ever
happened. It's like the World Cup.
Yeah, it was incredible.
We just keep getting better and better.
And I can pretty much figure out the X factor. The reason we were so good this year, I can tell you in three words. Debbie Carano O'Brien.
You're giving her some serious props.
She was amazing. And she, you know what? That's a pretty intense environment to be dropped into if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
And she and
And now, what? She's from New Jersey.
Yes, yeah. She is.
Uh-huh. See, that makes me, Debbie, I love you, but Debbie, you're making me look bad, all right? Because there's no reason I could. Well, Oscar wasn't there either, right?
No. I was here at the studio.
No.
Okay.
No, but we had her and her son Dan were on the
working for Podville.
Yeah, they were
working for the collective here
for the common good. Yes. She was so lovely, and
you know, I give Oscar an opportunity to make me feel better, and he doesn't.
No, why would he?
Anyway,
had to run all this cable, make this work.
She was a first one there, last one out type person. And it's an intense environment. She fit right in. She was great. She and Dan were on the nut station, and they killed it.
How about that?
What was, because I had the pleasure of giving Mrs. O'Brien a tour when she came by on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I saw she put a picture up.
Yes. And like she screams, get it, like, you know, I get S done.
Yeah,
like,
she does right? get S done. She gets
What, I guess, outside of the nut station,
yeah.
What specifically did she did she help with your process?
Oh my God! Here's what she is. Yes. Without even telling her, she's a clean as she goes baker, and I love it.
Like a professional chef would be.
Yes, exactly. And we had.
I don't know what clean as you go means.
All right, here you go. I'll give it to you in a nutshell. I watched this guy Jean-Pierre. Who's a professional chef and has an online cooking channel. Love to book him on the show at some point if we could get him on. And he is a classically trained chef. And what they do is every time they prep, every time they add sauce, every time they get, they clean as they go. They clean as you don't transfer onions into a pan. You transfer onions into a bowl. Clean up the leftover onions, and then you put your onions in the bowl.
Everything is clean as you go
because you have a professional kitchen, and they don't want to cross-contaminate.
You're left with an insurmountable mess at the end of the day if you don't. Like, if you let dishes pile up, you got to go. You got to go.
All right.
I've got a great staff for that.
Now, with your hand position and the way you said that, you reminded me of one of the characters in Best in Show who comes out with a dog like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like whatever his name is. Yeah. You have an unsurmountable.
Yes.
But in any case, we've got such a... And I'd like to call them out by name
Please,
if I can.
Name.
That's what this segment is for.
Mark Riddell, Twitch, who is an absolute... He's a fire truck in there. He is powerful. He's getting everything done.
You know, firebrand?
He's a firebrand. Better. Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
What do you mean with a firebrand? Isn't a firebrand like a bad brand or a...
No.
Is the origin of firebrand?
Yeah.
I always thought
Where's your computer today? Where's your computer?
Right, yeah, look up firebrand. I always thought that firebrand was like someone who truly got things done. A flaming individual.
I think a firebrand is someone that causes controversy.
I don't know. But in any case, he is the heart and soul of that kitchen. He is great.
Was he there earliest?
Yes, he always is. And then, of course, Pony, who was not the first one there and not the last one to leave.
What's a firebrand?
A person who is passionate about a particular cause, typically inciting change and taking radical action.
That's him. Firebrand.
He's right.
But you were right because you came up with the word firebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we had, of course, the Flying O'Briens, Dan and Mom, who are... the best workers you've seen. Dan will do.
And as close to elves as anyone would be in that kitchen.
I was looking for a hat with a bell on it. It's only four minutes
into this show, and you've insulted the people that are trying to help us. What are we doing here?
I just saw pictures from the kitchen.
They're not that short. They're not. You're tall.
In that company.
You've got Sequoia's next to them. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Pony's not a Sequoia.
Rob is tall. Pony is tall.
Pony's pretty tall. Yeah, and Riddell is tall,
the
too.
The father of one of Michael's flag football teammates, who also goes to Michael's school, and a new pal of mine, is tall.
What's tall to you?
My new buddy, Kyle, is 6'7".
That's tall.
That's pretty tall.
Father was 6'9".
Whoa.
And his kid, he's got two, one who's in Michael's grade and the other kid who is the QB, like with no debate QB. this year because he slings it. He slings it. You know what my son's nickname is in flag football now?
What?
He's called the Flag Monster.
Yeah.
Because he plays defense, and he, the greatest moment as a dad when you know your kid has not necessarily mental toughness, but physical toughness, is when he gets head-on by one of the kids running, literally runs into him, knocks him on his back, and he holds up the flag.
I love it.
He's the
flag
monster. The flag monster?
Flag monster.
When I was his age, I had a nickname too, the flag waver.
Oh, there you go. You're always a patriot.
I do like the flying O'Brien.
The flying O'Brien?
I am not. I am in love with the O'Brien family. You know that more than anybody at Podville or the Mike O'Mara Show, I got the love for Dan O'Brien more than anybody. I've liked him since the beginning. I like his passion. I like his politics. I like everything about the kid.
Well, would love to bake with him because he's great in the kitchen.
Well, and Mama O'Brien has been on the show a couple of times, and she's a blast.
She's
and you're
wonderful.
Right. You know, Oscar thinks they're not short, but Oscar is short, so that's the way it goes.
And then our ace in the hole, P1 listener, and all around great
look at
gal.
My collar today.
Was it messed up?
You know. Well, I'm wearing smaller shirts now, and this Nike shirt is just...
Yeah, you know what?
Nike's overrated.
The collar roll is Nike's overrated.
I think if you pulled your shirt back a little bit, you'd have a better collar fit. Just like
yank
the back of your shirt down a little bit, like
Anchorman does. They sit on their shirt.
Yeah. There you go, boom.
Well, here's a little peek behind the scenes.
Nice, there you go.
Yeah, that's better. I leave my shirt untucked because of Oscar's... brilliant tip. Yeah. I know it might not seem brilliant to everybody, but it was brilliant for me when he said, just run your little IFB down behind your shirt like they do in TV. Yeah. And, you know, I was wrestling with it every day and now I don't touch it. It's great.
Perfect. Just leave it there.
But anyway,
go to sleep with it.
Our final piece in the puzzle, ace in the hole.
Sharon Bailey,
who, and for anyone that gets their fruitcake sooner than you expect, it's because about a third of them, more than a third yesterday, packaged and ready to go on a Sunday. So what do? You drive to Merrifield and she flashes her postal badge and gets them in the mail on a Sunday.
Now here's the question. Yes. I'm sorry to take a really happy, joy, positive.
Oh, I'm ready for it. Go ahead.
I hate that. Did we sell as many as we have in the previous years?
No, we have not. But for the amount of time we have, we outkicked our coverage.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we set a goal and we blasted past it.
I had...
because of the shortened growing season?
The window of sales was the shortest we've ever had in the history of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the enthusiasm for the fruitcakes was the highest.
And the last minute surge at the end was staggering.
Yeah, it really helped.
It was great.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We still have the best listeners in the world.
I'm proud. I'm thankful. And especially in the year where we have a live show, we have fruitcakes, you know, we understand that it's not necessarily easy for everybody, and our listenership, they stood
up.
We will spread things out and spread the wealth a little bit next year.
There was a pandemic. I don't know if people know, you know, it was in all the papers, but it messed up our year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But all anyway, right, so we had a very right, successful,
I'm happy you guys are happy.
A very successful Saturday and Sunday. I do, you live, you learn. And Saturday I learned that I should have worn my Rothy's.
Yeah,
to the bakery, and I believe they are a sponsor today. So, which is good to say, because there's really only one mechanical misstep you can make in a bakery of that size, and that is the main mixer. Now, have you ever seen like at Costco the big KitchenAid mixer, the stand mixer?
Of course.
This is that, and I did the math. It's roughly that times six.
Yeah, it's a cartoon size commercial mixer.
It's a commercial mixer. Yeah. That's all that is.
I just want people to know the size of it because this is big.
It's the size of an office chair,
and it is powerful.
You show a video of it on your videos, and that's one of your favorite things to show is that thing going around going.
Actually, you know what? Bonus points to Mark Riddell, who did our social stuff this weekend, who was doing it. In record time, we would take a short break and he'd have something new up on TikTok or something.
He's prolific.
He is so good at it. So thank you, Mark, for doing that.
Did you ever think of throwing your phone in the mixer? Because they are sealed to a certain level to see how everything mixes together.
Just put a piece of tape over where the cord goes
in.
Yeah,
there you go.
We'll do that next year. That'll be a great idea. We'll mic the mixer from within. But Mike, when you put the big bowl on the, when you put the big bowl on the giant mixer, there's the nipple on the back of the bowl. It sits on two stands on the side, but a nipple locks it into the mixer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it like snaps in. The new motto for fruitcaking this year is check your nipple, because I did not check the nipple. And
did it fly?
Mike, it flew onto me, onto my shoe. And it was, it's not like it was a sticky or oppressive mixture that I was doused
in. You always are the one that makes the mistake.
Well, Mike, also
keep that's what I tell my oil, wife. This is great. I just told my wife this morning. It was great.
It was the oil last year.
Yeah, it was the oil.
No, the oil was 5 years ago.
Whose fault was that?
We've been doing, is this our fifth year?
No, four years ago. This is our fourth
third.
Year.
Wow.
No, it's got to be four because
we've done four batches. It's our third year because we did two in 1 year.
No, I think it's our fourth year because my license.
Tomato.
What do you mean we did two in 1 year?
We did a second run.
Yeah.
We did a second run 1 year.
Will you do that this year?
No. And also
Christmas,
the second.
It's December.
That's right.
Yeah, it's December. The year's over. Well, okay.
The oil.
I swear to God, it's been so screwy that I've lost my place.
Mike, I can help you pick your place. It's easy to know where we are in the month.
Here we go.
Yeah,
thank you for not teasing today.
20 days left for 20 days. Shopping. 20 days left to fill the stocking. 20 days left for Christmas.
Can I just quickly share?
Hold on, let the man talk.
Sorry.
Only got 20 days more.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. You better get busy.
Hi.
He phoned Thank that you. One in. Sorry. The great James Kirkpatrick.
Is that him?
That's the name of the announcer.
Oh, that not the guy farting. I thought you said the guy.
No, farting. No. Right. Well, Mike, I think that is the same guy. The guy that does the great.
Oscar, what were you going to say?
No, I just, for me, I had a draft ready to write the guys like a big thank you.
Right.
But I didn't want to ruin it because I want to thank you here, right?
Oh, you're sweet.
The work that's done to bake these fruitcakes while. It looks like fun because they're not going to put like, they're like, this is a grind face online or on social. It's, while there's camaraderie involved, it's actual work because you want to get this right.
It is tough.
And the stakes are high because we're a small business and we don't want to waste, ingredients.
Yeah, we can't dump stuff on the floor because we need it.
Correct.
You know? Right. By the way, that's why every fruitcake is made. No matter what ends up on the floor, no matter who steps on it.
Yeah. If you're the one who finds
it's gonna be in every fruitcake.
Mike, if you're the one who finds the nickel in your fruitcake,
that's right.
You win. No, we did pitch this batch. We did pitch this batch.
Or a tooth.
Mike, so what I spilled on my shoe and doused and saturated my shoe. Oh well, I'm sorry, let me go back because I want to entertain your question.
Please.
The oil disaster was the first time we hit start on the first batch. In the first year.
I thought you dropped the oil.
No, that's
a different year.
That's 2 years ago in which a shelf broke and it was 2 gallons of corn syrup.
Yeah.
Corn syrup. That's right. That was the first time.
And I don't know if I'd rather clean up corn syrup or oil. They're both great as far as the mess goes.
You had to bring in straw.
Yeah. So throw down sawdust.
Yeah.
like a janitor in an elementary school. But this year, Mike, all I got on my shoe was a mixture of eggs, brown sugar, and vegetable oil. And throughout the day, my shoe began to harden in such a way that it became almost unbendable. It was the nastiest thing to spill on yourself.
Why didn't you just take it over to the sink?
Well, I mean, I cleaned it up as best I could.
Or dip it back in the mixture.
Yeah, he's in the middle of the mix.
You don't dip it back in the mixture.
It's a joke.
Ew.
Hey, I have a question for you regarding...
Yes, but that was really our main problem.
Yeah, you guys got through it.
So you, do you get other volunteers for that you turn away? Because don't you have to keep a... You can only have a certain number of people
in that
kitchen.
No, we could have a million people if we wanted.
But you don't choose to do
no,
it that.
No, because what I don't want is someone who comes in and I don't want
I offered him a couple of volunteers. I had some more people.
Like 3 years ago we had Adrian come in. It was useless. It was like not even having someone there. And so what you need is someone who is
sort That was really mean.
Well, it was true. And this is what this is you want to know why I turn away
just
volunteers.
Keep it real.
I got to know who I can trust and who I can work.
Yeah.
There's some that we've lost in the past. Maddie
you
was fantastic.
Garcia.
Maddie was great in the past. Shannon has been great in the past. My stepmother Kathy.
How would Oscar or I do in that?
I would if you guys volunteered.
Not.
I would rather not sell fruitcakes than have you
We'd
guys
be hostile.
Yeah, you'd be hostile.
Tension.
Yeah, why
tension.
Would we be? Now, that's an interesting question.
Process.
I'm not a stranger to manual labor.
I know, but you bring tension.
Yeah, be like, let's get it moving. Let's keep it moving.
You do. You've admitted this.
All right, what time did you arrive?
I got that. We had a 9 o'clock call on Saturday. I got there late. I got there about 9:20.
So 9 a.m. Yeah. And what time did you guys get out of there?
We were there 10 hours. So just after 7.
Yeah.
It was a 10-hour day.
Pissed off. Now, you could do better than that. You could do that in half the time.
How would we do that, Mike?
I don't know.
Bigger pans.
No, really, really. How?
I don't know.
Double up
the
ovens.
I've never been there.
You see, here's the deal.
I'd start to get 9, 10, 11, 12. One, I'd be 6 hours early of feeling agitated.
See, this is why it's best.
You have to have a certain kind of mindset.
You have to bake with love.
Yeah, I like my food to be
not hate.
I don't want anybody around me when I'm cooking.
It rolls off.
What did you
say?
What was that?
You want to bake with love, not hate.
And he's not saying you as you. He's saying like one must bake with love and not hate.
Not hate.
As a matter of fact, if we got a negative energy that wasn't even tempered with comedy, I said, hey. This is a fun kitchen.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun.
It's a fun kitchen.
Who brought the negative energy at any point?
At one point, we all did.
Okay, I want to hear that.
I yelled at Pony.
Can't you just be a little bit less jovial, please? Who brought the negative energy? Blame someone. That's what makes it fun.
I did at one point, and then Mark was with me because Pony.
There
I can't
go.
Wait.
See? Now, here's the deal.
Just takes a little. All you have to do is just push him a little bit.
The thing about Pony is an excellent scooper, and he's also our key guy on floors and mopping. He is fantastic. We left that kitchen cleaner than we found it, but...
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
Would that be... I know it's manual labor. It's not necessarily an intellectual exercise, but I would assume the mopping of the floor would be delegated to the slowest member of the crew. Would that be accurate?
Well, the reason he gets it is that after all the fruit...
Is he here, by the way? Because you're
I'm right here. I'm waiting to hear this.
Wake up, for Christ's sake.
Pony has basically three stages in what he does. Four, if you count one. First, he's an egg cracker because a lot of eggs have to be cracked. Every batch of fruitcakes has 40 eggs in it. Mike.
Can I ask a question, Rob?
I will entertain a question.
Of all the people that are in that kitchen, would you describe him as the one who participates more than anybody else due to obligation?
1,000%.
Thank you.
After the egg cracking, we put him on scooping, which is another, that's a delicate.
What is scooping? What is that?
Because every fruitcake has to have the exact number of grams in the pan before
it goes
up.
And they look great, too.
Let's be clear here. I've been begging them to put less ingredients in these cakes.
Yeah, we could stretch it out with more batter.
We could make
fruit.
More, just like old Cheerios does. They make the box a little smaller.
So McDonald's got successful.
Yeah. And they're like, they refuse to do it. So this big scooper, like the Raisin Bran guy, comes in, gives you all these black walnuts and everything else that goes in and stacks them up.
Yeah, and
so he scoops the ingredients into the batter.
And it's very precise. I only give him 5 grams of leeway. Otherwise, there's trouble. I mean, this is very mathematical about what batch should yield.
I get it. Yeah, and you're good at that. That's great.
Cakes.
I love that.
So we do that. Then his third thing is to order the pizza for lunch. That's 40 minutes.
He takes 40 minutes to order the pizza
for
lunch?
He's not exactly brisk with it.
Yeah, it takes
Pony?
Like 5 minutes to order a pizza, Rob. Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
You were gone for a long time.
Where do you go? Don't you have a cell phone?
So like
At one point, Riddell looked at me and said, "Where's Pony?" And then I looked at him and we both at the same time said, "Pizza." He was ordering the pizza.
Pony?
You disappeared from the kitchen.
Well, I walked down to the kitchen to like get the pizza when the guy arrived. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
With all respect, Pony Boy. There is a level of when you go somewhere, like a child that's trying a child that's trying to get out of doing
what
chores.
What do you mean it's because of this?
It's because of that. Like, no matter what I do, I'm going to get this afterwards. So, like, why would I even, like,
why would you try harder?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're saying they're full of crap when they're saying you were gone for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's fabrication.
Fabrication?
Fabrication.
Oh, wow.
Fabrication.
Yes. Okay. All right. You know what? Hold on.
Mark, if you are listening to this live stream.
No. You just settle down there, pal. I think we've probably got an unvarnished view because he doesn't really want to be there. And that's okay with me.
Yeah, you
know what, Pony? I'm 100% behind you on that because what a pain in the ass to spend 10 hours of your Saturday where you could be doing.
So Pony wasn't there for 10 hours.
Oh, no.
How long were you there, Pony?
I got there at, what, like 10 and
Saturday? A lot closer to 11 on Saturday.
Oh, no.
And then on Sunday, I was the first one there. Yesterday, I was here first thing in the morning, getting the printer, getting all of our stuff ready to get the work labels.
Yeah. That's So tell me, give
if
me
you had
the,
brought the printer home on Friday, you wouldn't have had to come here.
Friday was a crazy day.
Yeah, just grab the printer,
though. Let me ask this. This is the truth.
It's the truth,
Pony,
Oscar.
Pony, yes. Give me your, and I mean honest, appraisal of the whole deal with the baking. Because it really looks like everybody's like, you know, la, 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 and happy.
There is some la, la, la.
But there's some friction, too, is there not?
The real friction is it's weird that Silver Spring is the only place where there's a commercial kitchen. You know, you got to schlep out like 40 minutes out to Silver Spring on a Saturday.
Yeah. Don't give him a hard time. I'm with him on this. Yeah.
The lady who runs the bakery is
easy.
A very nice lady.
Direct. She's
but
very
sometimes,
direct.
Yes, sometimes she
is
can
she
be
abrupt?
A little direct.
She can be abrupt, yes.
Yeah, sometimes she'll...
She's
like,
running a business.
She'll come in and like snap about something, and then you kind of chuckle because you think she's like kidding, and then she'll just like double down on it, and you're like, oh, this is awkward. I'm not exactly sure how to handle this.
So she's keeping the commercial standards up, right?
She is, and she is.
Right.
We have all learned a lot from her. Yeah. She has
been very helpful in the whole process. Chuckling when the lady's trying to like teach you a thing or two about a thing or two.
Well, no, it's just like it's little things like don't like. A,
hey,
a
look,
cart.
Come here, Dan. Look
like,
who it is. It's Dan
cart.
O'Brien.
Hey, Dan, come to the show.
Dan. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for all the help, and thank your mom for me, okay?
No problem. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, Dan. I'm really doing good. And I want to... Pony's giving us his unvarnished view of the fruitcaking, and we got Rob and Dan now. Can we get a chair for Mr. O'Brien so we can sit?
I'm fine.
Okay, so Pony...
He's not tired. He didn't stand this weekend at all.
No,
so
not
the lady's
for 7 hours.
Prickly, the lady's prickly.
Yeah,
of all the other elves besides you... Anybody just annoy you for any reason whatsoever? Perhaps an overabundance of like happy joy. Is there anything? Because I mean, that's what I would think if there was like, here's what I'd hate. All right.
Okay.
Within 45 minutes of Riddell and Spiewak with garbage pun jokes, I'd want to stab them with a slicing knife. That's the one with the round edge, that I ordered for. It hasn't come in yet. So I posit that to you, Pony. Anybody bug you a little bit?
I'm sorry. Nobody bugs me, but you know what? That's what headphones are for. You put in the headphones.
It's funny. Hold it. This is very key, and I was going to bring this up, so sit tight just for a second, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a text from Twitch. Even when Pony's there, he's not there. Because he has his earbuds in. Yeah, this is a quote from Mark Riddell. Even when Pony is there, he's not there, .. ignoring everyone with his earbuds in. And that's true.
That's 100%.
Oh,
Mike,
yeah, totally.
That's 100% true.
That's how
that
I'm able
is,
to do it.
It's why I love him, see?
That's
I mean,
I
this
it.
Is when I start to love Pony more.
Hold
this
it.
Is when I
this
start to
really... This just in from Sharon Bailey.
Yes.
I don't think he was gone for 40 minutes this time. But the highlight is the headphones in all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And then another separate text with quotation marks. Huh? What?
And it's great because you can't just say this.
That's him.
You have to say his name and then get his attention before you need him to do anything.
Oh, absolutely. And then Mark just texted, I love Pony, but he's still texting, so I'll give you an update on that.
Okay,
this is the full text.
Here we go.
I love Pony, but that pizza was garbage.
Did you choose where they got it from?
Domino's.
Yeah, it was.
That's where we always get it.
God, all right, I get it.
It's slipping.
Dan, how did your mom come to join you all the way from Jersey? Did she make a special trip to do that for fun or what?
Yeah, she heard that we needed help with some fruitcaking and decided to just come on down for the weekend. And so she helped out with fruitcaking all day Saturday, a few hours on Sunday. And Basically, the rest of the time, it was just her and I catching up, you know, going out to dinner, just having a good time.
Oh, I love that. That's
fantastic. You got to work hand in hand with your mom, and she was great to work with. And she's an added value in the kitchen and really a delightful person.
Yeah. So I'm biased.
Honey, do you agree with that, or is Dan's mother, is there something you could... Was she pleasant?
I have nothing but kind things to say about Debbie. She's good. Outstanding.
All right. That's
and
good.
All of our and people. I love all right, of our
you know, let's do this. Let's do this. And then we'll be done with you, Pony, for this segment. All right. I would like you to rate all the bakers. Okay. We'll start with the wonderful, incredible volunteers. We will start. And I'd like you to give everybody a grade, A, B, C, or, you know,
yeah,
D or F.
Pluses or minuses available here?
Absolutely.
Okay,
so
good.
Let's start with Debbie Carano O'Brien.
A plus.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I concur.
Let's move on to Sharon Bailey.
Sharon Bailey, solid A plus. I always love Sharon. She never gets on my nerves.
Yeah,
wonderful
I would imagine
person.
She's pleasant.
And she's
to be
also
around.
Managed
like
a kitchen. Before she was in postal work, she managed a kitchen, and she is a dishwashing machine. It's amazing.
Okay, so she's
to watch her clean.
Yeah, she's on top of all that.
Let's thank you. Let's move on to Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien. Solid A. Dan never stops moving. Dan is he's a freight train.
That's true.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
let's move on to the second in command, Mark Twitch Riddell.
Twitch, let's say, you know what? C+.
C+.
Yeah. Any reason?
Oh, because he's being a dick.
Okay. He's being a dick right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
Mark,
good
Mark just texted, this will be fun. And then... You pony. Merry Christmas.
And of course, the captain of the ship, you know, eight, nine months sober, Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak is, he moves like lightning through the kitchen now. It's amazing.
So big difference from the heavier Rob?
Totally, totally. Watching him lift those big heavy buckets with now he's been working out. I mean, my goodness.
Okay.
Look at him go.
All right. So give him a grade.
Rob, B plus.
B plus?
B
and
plus.
why not the full A or the A plus?
Was it the pizza comment?
No, he put the, well, that too. But he put the Christmas music speaker like right in front of me for like the first hour and
yeah,
a half.
And you had your earbuds in, so why does it matter?
Good job, buddy. That's awesome. Yeah. And now grade yourself as a elf in the kitchen.
On Saturday, I'd give myself a B. Yesterday, I'd say A plus.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much. And
this has been Speaking of Fruitcakes.
Dan,
I'm curious.
Thank
hold
you.
On, but quick follow up with Pony. Why the improve on the grade on Sunday? Was it the whack? Was it the rapid retrieval of the printer that you forgot on Friday?
No.
Or making us wait on the labels? What was the thing that got you the A?
Ah, yes. So the labels, normally we don't print those labels quite so soon after wrapping up sales. So fortunately,
yeah, God
we were
forbid
able
we should
to,
be time efficient.
Well, God forbid you screw that process up and end
and
up
God
with,
forbid I mention it on Saturday night. That gives you 12 hours to do what you need
so
to do.
So there was something with the labeling that was, a problem?
No problems with the labeling whatsoever. It's just nerve-wracking to do it that quickly after wrapping up sales because it's a huge process. I don't want to get into all of it.
Yeah, and you don't want the computer to overheat.
This is true.
Okay, I'll leave that to you guys.
It's
in the week.
Me,
Dan.
Rob, B, Mike, the second B stands for B minus.
B minus, very good. Dan, thank your mother. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, please do.
I personally, to all of you guys, I from the bottom of my heart, thank you for doing that. The listeners love them. I love them. I was talking to my babysitter about it down here, and I'm not talking about for my son. My babysitter, yes, Carla has now hired a caretaker for me. It's happened, finally. But really, thank you to everybody, and you especially, and your mom, double especially, for coming down. Really, really terrific. Thank you,
Dan. Of course. Of course. Thank
right,
you, guys.
All right, get out. Yeah. All right. That's it. We're moving on now with the show. Well, that's great. I think that's fantastic.
I'm most
that's
successful
very satisfying.
Weekend. And, you know, prowl around on social media. There's some really great videos and photos of what went on. But really, as the sort of overseer of the deal, I have to say it doesn't happen without the people that we mentioned. I could not do this on my own at all. I couldn't even begin to do it on my own. And I thank all of them. I thank all of them.
Will this Christmas season, will you and your mom do your personal baking?
Not
this
only
year,
will
or
we
not?
Do that, but there's going to be something new that Mark and I have been talking about in our off season that I think you're really going to like.
Oh,
really?
Yes,
we're going. New idea
right now.
Well, no. This is something that this won't affect the listener because okay. This is the home recipe. You know, we're prohibited by federal law to use booze in the fruitcakes that we sell.
Yes,
which is really it doesn't really affect it because we've figured out a way around it by soaking mm-hmm. the raisins in a different secret okay. ingredient. But
all right, very good,
Mike. The ones that my mom and I are going to bake, the raisins will be soaked in not bourbon, but Fireball.
Oh.
To infuse more cinnamon flavor as well as a little heat. Mark did an experimental 8-cake run last year with Fireball, and tell you what, might be a game changer.
Mm. Now, let me ask you this. Do you go out again and buy ingredients, or do you take the leftover ingredients from the commercial kitchen to your home and make the ones that you make at home with that, or do you run out of it? Do you time
there
it
will
so
be, math, There math. Will be some leftover. There's not much. I did an amazing job of sort of pre-guessing how many ingredients we need. There's only, all told, maybe like 6 pounds of everything left.
Yeah, there's actually controls there, Mike, because I thought he was...
Skimming?
I thought he was over-baking, and I said, well, we can't have that.
Right.
We need to bake what we pay
well,
for.
See, well, see, I don't care about that right now.
We certainly didn't over-bake this year.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
Why? I mean, in the past, we've had like maybe 50 extra cakes. We don't have 50 extra cakes this year. And the people that were kind enough that said, I just want a couple. I know I missed the deadline. I just want to go. Sorry, we don't have it this year.
Yeah.
So obey the deadline, obey the rules.
Well, right. we did our best.
Oh, hold on. Who's this?
Hold on.
Hello.
Mr. Fruitcake.
Johnny Fruitcake.
All right. That's fine. More drugs.
When are you going to stop selling those?
I'm sorry.
Tell them you don't sell them in the morning.
Just a buddy coming by the house after the show. But anyway, you know, let's
such energy.
I'm selfishly asking these questions because, you know, you always say that for friends and family,
is it hard to work around booze when you don't drink anymore?
What the thing is when I make fruitcakes this year will be my first time in a liquor store since March.
You're going to buy it yourself?
Maybe send someone else.
And so I'm going to go in.
No, he's not that. Nobody busts the balls on Rob more than I do. I don't think I know he knows it's going to kill him. And I think that's enough.
I'm
reading
a
book about it right now, the Matthew Perry book. My God almighty.
I look forward to going into the liquor store and making eye contact with the clerk and him saying, you're back!
Yeah, the quarterly sales are down.
We've missed you. We can still save December.
One of our regulars is back, sir.
Well, that's fun. I think it's great, and glad to hear you're going to be in your own kitchen doing that. That's awesome, guys. Really, thank you to everybody, and for all of you that bought the fruitcakes. They're going to be out in
your mailbox
before Christmas time.
So
enjoy, and I can't wait to wrap my Carl and I fight. We fight like children when it comes.
Yeah, but
to
that
fruitcakes.
has nothing to do with the fruitcake.
Yeah, that's just a general malaise in the marriage. We'll take a break. Be right back,
ladies and gentlemen. Presenting the Accumacy in New Orleans in 2023.
Yeah.
A death-defying, heart-stopping, awe-inspiring spectacle. The Mike O'Mara Show, live on stage at the historic House of Blues.
This is the best.
I don't want to get in trouble.
The most impressive?
Saturday, April 15th. With a tightrope race high above the stage between the Austin Annihilator and the Brooklyn Bomber.
Affleck and Christine.
And an act that's not for the faint of heart.
Dirk Vastrick doing a high dive.
It's a show you cannot miss with only a precious few tickets left.
This is Carney Entertainment.
Get your tickets now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
You know, we could have some serious fun. Springtime in New Orleans. It's going to be beautiful. Hey, does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all these problems the easy way. Do we have music in the back?
I can't hear anything.
Before the real dead of winter rolls around, they've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered, to your door. Listen, you know, a lot of people that have done the whole fertilizing routine like your dad did with the plastic wheels.
The plastic spreader.
And the spreader that's out there. And then getting the right mixture, not knowing whether it's... Look, you don't need to deal with that. You deal with Sunday, and it takes all the problems away. Sunday's lawn care products, they're quick. They're easy. You attach it to a hose. You spray it in your yard. It takes 15 minutes. You don't have to go to the store. They deliver everything to you. Go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool will do the rest. They figure out exactly what you need for your soil and your climate to create a personal nutrient plan for your lawn. It's delivered right to your door, so you don't have to go out to the hardware store or the big box store. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. They use good stuff, good ingredients, seaweed, iron, molasses, healthy stuff. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with Elon Musk. He suspended Kanye West from Twitter after Kanye posted a picture of a Star of David merged with a swastika. So, you know, there's that. I think
so
really
there is a line.
Yeah. Well, Musk got dragged by Jack White, not for banning Kanye, but for his very mixed, muddled, seat of your pants messaging when it comes to free speech. And also for still letting Donald Trump tweet when, according to Jack, he's just as bad. Jack said, quote, "So, Elon, how's that free speech thing working out? Oh, I see. So you have to choose who gets free speech and who doesn't then." He added, quote, "It's nice to watch in real time as you learn that all things need to be regulated. Whether that be guns, drugs, alcohol, assembly, or speech, because of the danger of someone or something being hurt or destroyed." Doesn't get more matter of fact than that. I agree. They're sometimes called laws, he goes on to say. Oh. And perhaps you're learning how harmful it can be when you let dangerous, hateful people say whatever they want on your stage. I'm with him.
Oh, well, yeah. I was going to play this in the audio vault, but it seems to fit so nicely here. When you're in trouble with the populi, as Kanye West is, what better place to go to clear your name than the Alex Jones Show?
Well, that was last week.
That's this was last week, but I love this quote because I think it needs to be said. And also know that when Kanye said this, he was in an oversized puffy jacket and his entire face was covered with a mask. So here's Kanye West. This should probably get people happy with him.
I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Especially Hitler, Mike.
That guy is a garbage can.
He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot, and he might have mental issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has received so much for what I believe is so little. I really do believe that. I believe that, you know, he's a master, like many other people in America, of self-aggrandizement, which at some point many, many years ago, that became the gold standard.
Well, I mean, it's
tooting your own horn. Modesty went by the by.
It's put people in the highest seat of, you know, of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self saying, I'm great. Now, look, all politicians do it. They have to. It's their job to get elected. They have to go out and toot their own horn. But, you know, giving this idiot, and I mean idiot, a platform is just and there's also the chance that, look, I'm not in his head. Right. Don't know why he's doing it. That he just loves this attention. Just loves it more than being people call. Doesn't matter to him if people are calling him a monster.
That's
doesn't
the matter. That's the troubling thing about it. You know?
He loves it.
Yeah,
and, it's terrifying. You know, it's just makes me puke. Another person thinks James Corden, Rob, is trash.
Good.
It's
welcome
Mel
to the
B.
club.
Scary Spice.
Oh yes.
She was actually asked to name the biggest D-head celebrity she's ever met. And she listed four people. James Corden, herself, and Jerry Horner, also known as Ginger Spice.
But by the way, did you
she
know
calls
that,
herself one of the most biggest a-holes, along with the you know Ginger Spice.
Did you know that both funny. Ginger Spice and Scary Spice are in the fruitcakes this year?
That's very exciting. Why Ginger? She said, quote, "I love her to bits, but she's really effing annoying." That's funny.
I get that.
As for Corden, she said, quote, "I think you always have to be nice to the people that you work with, whether it's production, camera guys, sound, lighting. We all work for the same thing. So you should always be nice." And he hasn't always been very nice. You know, I don't know. It's weird. This
pleases me greatly because
he's pissed people off for some reason.
But his whole thing on air is trying to look nice to everybody all the time, always. And when people come out and say that, it makes me...
It's like that Ellen effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
makes me feel a little, you know,
like
terrified.
People know that we are hateful towards each other. And we're hurtful.
Right.
But that off air, we love each other.
That's right.
But we're never in here.
You know what you are? You're the anti-Corden.
I've yelled more off air than I have on air.
It's about equal.
Your actions.
Really?
Yeah.
When it counts, it's love. But we never come on here saying, oh, we really support each other at every turn.
No.
We try to tear each other down.
Yeah. I mean,
but he does opposite.
He's got to be doing certain things when he rubs that restaurant guy the wrong way.
Yes.
And then guests on his show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got to just have
something
be clueless
there. Yeah.
As to boundaries.
And he's leaving now. Just like Ellen.
Yeah. Bye.
Maybe
bye-bye.
They'll get together.
All right. This might. All right. I want you guys to tell me if you judge this story the way I did.
All right.
Which is kind of a poor, pitiful me thing. But anyway, listen. I like what she did. I don't know if it was as bad as she says, but listen up. Sharon Stone says that when she started working with Amphar in 1995, her career took a hit. Here's the quote. "I stayed for 25 years until we had AIDS remedies being advertised on TV like we have aspirin. It did destroy my career. I didn't work for 8 years. I was told if I said condom again, funding would be removed. I was threatened repeatedly. My life was threatened, and I decided I had to stick with it. Obviously, she feels it was worth it. Now 37 million people are living with HIV AIDS, living, functioning, and healthy." Maybe I was harsh on that. Maybe I do think she was okay. Do you think really it was that? She hasn't been out of the spotlight, right?
Oh, she's always been sort of there, if not in the forefront, certainly in the background. Everyone knows who she is.
I didn't know that, though. And if that's true, that sucks.
I didn't know she was attached. I don't, you know, there's certain celebrities with certain causes that you're like, that's their cause.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think anyone's perspective, and if the work she's done has led to, I mean, we're on the brink of an AIDS vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We are. It's wild. I don't know.
Yeah, but they can't make me take it. I'm an anti-vaxxer.
And you know what? I retract my concern over a whining celebrity, all
okay,
right?
Okay, good.
I'm sorry. The people that make Hellman's... Oh, here we go. The people that make
Don't you have a seven-second tape for this story?
Yes, and Best Foods Mayonnaise want you to try mixing it into your eggnog this year. Eggs are the third ingredient in mayo, and they claim it works even better than egg yolks. They're selling a blended version called Frozen Mayonog at a place in New York this month. It hits the menu at a bar called Amy Fontaine's on December 15th. For everyone else, they posted the recipe so you can make it yourself. Each cup has 4 teaspoons of mayonnaise, along with milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla extract, and cinnamon, plus rum, brandy, and cognac. There's also a non-alcoholic version. You can find both recipes on their Instagram. Would you be willing to try it ever just to see?
No, and here's why. What? I've made proper eggnog before, and granted that mayonnaise is just, in its purest form, an emulsion of oil and egg, right?
Right.
So why are you putting oil in a cocktail? Use just the eggs. That oil is not right in a cocktail. I don't like that idea.
I would try it. Right. I'd want to see if there's this hype. There's this new movement. Have you seen it? It's the Lindsay Lohan commercial.
Oh,
in the same vein.
Pilk.
Yeah, Pepsi and milk.
Yeah, that's.
I want to try that now. I want to see what that's about.
Laverne drank that on Laverne and Shirley all the time. Pepsi
Nobody
and milk.
Remembers that.
It's not diet though. Regular Pepsi.
Regular Pepsi.
All right. Well, I don't know.
it's the holidays. I'm in fat world. I like the idea of everything. Give me some Pepsi and milk and mayonnaise.
Oh, gross.
On a muffin.
I'm funny about mayonnaise. I don't want it there.
Ugh. All right. Just a few things AAA recommends for transporting Christmas trees. I don't know if you're like me, even down here in Florida. Saw a ton of them. We love to see that when the trees are on top of the cars. I dig it. I dig it. All right. So tie it on your vehicle properly, according to AAA, using the right vehicle. Bring along the correct tools and more. They warn you to do it the right way so it doesn't fall off. In addition to safely transporting a Christmas tree, we urge those displaying live trees in their homes for the holidays to do so properly. And remember to watch the tree daily to avoid having it dry out and become a fire hazard.
Yeah, water it every day.
Making sure that the Christmas tree is at a minimum 3 feet away from any heat sources, not blocking any exits. Adding water to the Christmas tree each day, as Rob just said, and turning lights off when you leave your residence or go to bed is important. That's with a live tree. I don't do that with my... I keep my lights on my fake tree all
night. Yeah, you're fine with that.
Not using lit candles to light the tree is also a good thing.
That's a great... That's from the 1890 AAA.
Some people still put lit candles on a tree?
I saw it there in Europe in the year 2000, and it scared the hell out of me.
But outdoors or indoors?
Indoors.
Oh, my God.
Now, but here's the thing that they don't mention, the most obvious thing that people don't think about. When you're tying a tree to your roof of your car, make sure you put the stump front so it won't, like... fill up like an umbrella. I've seen people that put the point first.
I know people might do that. That's fantastic.
How do you keep it from scratching the top of your car?
Oh, you don't.
Oh.
Thank you, Rob. And now a little sub.
You could use a tarp.
Police in Texas said they apprehended a reckless driver that was driving when two vehicles were hitting a Walmart parking lot. The owner of one of the vehicles said he saw the suspect barreling down on him, but he was unable to avoid the crash. Police confirmed that a dog was behind the wheel at the time of the crash. Police found that the dog was sitting in the unoccupied truck waiting for its owners, who were inside the store. Police said the dog set the truck in motion after it apparently, quote, got a little antsy and bounced around inside the cab. The leash the dog was wearing is also believed to have gotten caught on the emergency brake, releasing it. An eyewitness saw the pooch behind the wheel just before the crash and said he certainly had a guilty look on his face.
Ha ha!
When asked for comment, the dog looked in the other direction and then began to lick its balls. Thank you very much. There we go. We have to take a break.
He's a ball licker.
I'd like to come back and talk a little sports. We're going to talk about a kissing your sister tie in the NFL. Yeah. And I'd like to break down my loves and dislikes of the game of soccer, which I consider myself now interested in. We'll take a break and come back with more. Yes.
Feeling stressed, anxious, or nervous? 4 out of 5 doctors recommend the latest bonus show as the panacea for what ails you.
This is our bonus show.
Yeah.
This is where we do therapy, okay? Yeah. And I can tell you secrets that you wouldn't know on the regular show.
Yeah, it's not all happy, happy, happy. We're successful, right?
This is where I sound like an old fart.
Yeah.
I just want to be an alt-rock DJ.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
You know, my sister was a special ed teacher.
And that's why you turned out so well.
I'm not a monster.
The TMOS bonus show is that happy place where you can escape from the daily pressures that bog you down. Unwind with a subscription today at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You just made my effing day.
Thank you, Jim Bobato, and thank you, guys. Hey, welcome back to the show. Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You can get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic. No hassle.
Yeah, man.
And even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates, up to 86% off. All you need is a computer and a printer, but clean those printer heads. Remember to do that.
That's right.
And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. This holiday season, trade your late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer. That includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TMOS. Okay, two sports things over the weekend. Which
Speaking of
first?
Sports, Mike.
Speaking of sports.
Let's do the tie.
USA versus Netherlands. Which was Saturday morning,
yeah,
10 a.m. It leads me to a discussion of soccer. First of all, I know I like something when I'm itching to get back, taking my kid to a piano, getting my car fixed. That's a whole nother deal. And Carla picked me up, and then it was like Carla had to go pick up stuff from her cosmetic center where she gets all her Keebler elves working, and I was just itching to get back to see this game. Then I watched this game and the pros and cons of soccer. Here's what's phenomenal about it.
Okay.
And probably one of the reasons that it has not taken off in the United States is because big TV doesn't want anything to do with it because you can't saturate it with commercials.
Right.
It's real sport. For, 45 minutes and a half and uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. And you know you're going to turn it on in the middle of action. So listen, you can talk about, man, there's not enough scoring. But it's phenomenal athletic accomplishment. And it's 45 minutes uninterrupted. In fact, they go longer than that. It's delightful in that respect. I mean, it's the best single thing about it, in my opinion. Not to mention some of these athletes. Another positive on soccer, the stars are the stars. There is no fake hype in the game of soccer. If you are a Messi, if you are an Mbappe, you are a star. And you prove that you're a star almost all the time because they go to you in the key moments and you deliver.
Yeah,
they execute.
Yeah.
So the guys that get the $300 million mm-hmm. are the guys, they're legitimate stars where... In other sports, there's kind of a gray area. Sometimes you don't know whether the guy's getting overcompensated or not. But it's fantastic. Now, what I could do without, and I wrote it down here, too much injury faking. I know that's part of the game, but I don't care for it.
The drama.
Don't like it. Yeah. Don't like it. Yeah. Don't think it's necessary. I think if a referee's doing his job, they'll be able to tell. You get really hurt, you get something. But you got shin guards on, and you're always grabbing your shin.
Yeah.
I know so it doesn't hurt. This speaks directly to the United States soccer team. And a lot of the losing teams that I've been watching, we had France yesterday against, who were they playing? I'm trying
Poland.
To think. France against Poland.
Yep.
Poland and the USA played the same kind of game. There's not, for some of these teams, there's not enough urgency. And if you're playing a team that's better than you, and this is my only soccer commentary I've ever done. Mm. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I'm just telling you the way I looked at it. If you're playing a team that is absolutely superior to you in every way, which France was to Poland and which the Netherlands was to the United States, you got to show more urgency. You can't act like you're the team that's got all the controlled passing. You got to go balls to the wall. And I think the USA, tried to do it a little better than Poland did it, but the USA just didn't have the guy. They remind me of the 1990s Washington Capitals where, in the other end, chance to score, they panic and they
to be fair, though, the Polish team until the second period thought they were playing lacrosse.
Okay.
Second period. Did you even watch it? No, you're bacon.
Yeah,
sorry, bacon. He had Mike, to do a Polish joke. Yes.
You,
my people. I celebrate my people.
I understand. Why do they not have ice cubes in Poland?
Why, Mike?
The guy with the recipe died. Go ahead, Oscar. I'm
outside
sorry.
Outside of the uninterrupted sport, there is this level of strategy for either team that they're gonna play great defense or great offense, and you're learning that
right
and just like in football, the halves are two different halves and two different approaches, right? And what I thought was exciting about the first few rounds is that the top heavy level of all these world beaters, a lot of people didn't like. There are some surprises.
Yeah, because the world beaters were too nonchalant, I think, about that. And you, but I, in the
you
case
have
of
to
a
be
team.
Chalant.
It's really obvious to me when a team's superior.
Yes.
And the Netherlands over the United States. Yeah. Just the passing alone.
We had some chances.
We had some chances, but spectacular when you get the open guy. So that's that. Soccer,
World Cup final is, I think, on the 18th or 19th.
Of December? Okay.
Oscar, will national interest in the United States decline now that we're out of it?
No. I actually think it's exciting for soccer because I remember when the MLS started, my parents were excited because they thought Major League Soccer, they thought that soccer would grow at a faster clip, and it has.
Understood, yeah.
And seeing it through my parents' lens, how you see players that are playing in the European League, playing for the U.S., that you recognize, that you're like, okay, or MLS playing for the U.S., that's fun to see. And you didn't see a lot of that in past World Cup. You saw some of that. You saw a lot of national team. But the players that play in Europe now that are from the U.S., they're great. And they're,
okay, let me ask you this question.
For a reason.
Going forward, because I'm not sure I will linger after the World Cup. But if somebody wants, to get their soccer fix, what's next to after the World Cup? What's the go-to?
The go-to
if you're
league?
Watching it on a national, on a world stage?
What happens next? Outside of the MLS, well, everybody goes on break, but then it ramps right back up. But if you want to watch, Mike, for you, you want to watch the Premier League, you want to watch the MLS. And the Premier League
are European teams.
The MLS is the Major League Soccer, which is our soccer league.
That's
right?
Our soccer, which is not as good as the Premier League.
Though
we're getting better.
We're getting better. So much so that I would say the MLS is better than the Mexican League now because of the funds that have been pushed into the MLS.
But that's what Trump said.
Premier League soccer's on NBC. This guy. And you can watch out.
Our league is the best.
On Saturday mornings on a regular basis. And once you get a squad or you choose who your team is, it becomes a lot more interesting.
Well, I'm excited about watching these games. I think it's a lot of fun. There's
Argentina's
some action.
My go-to. I'm sure France is yours.
France is mine after watching that Mbappe guy.
Is the world beater.
Spectacular. There's some action today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
or tomorrow.
Correct. Brazil plays today.
Okay, yeah, Brazil is playing today. So it's fan. Now football.
Yes.
Yesterday, for our Washington fans and
Commanders.
The Commanders played my guys, the New York Giants, and it was a tie. If there is anything worse in football than a tie, I suppose it's a loss. But man, oh man, sucky yuck yuck, suck, diddy yuck, duck.
You were so on my mind because when we finished at the bakery yesterday, Mark and Sharon and I hit an old favorite. We went to the Vienna Inn because we had to go to Merrifield to drop the packages. Great chili dogs. And we watched the second half of the first quarter, we watched the end of the game in the overtime there.
Right.
And the whole time, Mark and I were trying to gauge your mood when you came into the show today.
Yeah.
Because it tied up. We said, oh, he's going to be pissed. And then the back and forth. And I just said,
and then the field goal that looked perfect.
Well,
short.
It was going to be the longest kick in franchise history. I mean, it was a lot of the guys. Yes.
Okay. 62, I think. No, it was a 58-yarder, but it was into the wind, and there was no chance in that stadium.
It was a beautiful
happen.
Kick, but it was just short. So
kissing your sister.
Look, in fairness, Mike, the Commanders are still in last place, right? And the NFC East, it's the Eagles,
the
Cowboys,
NFC East
Giants,
is a juggernaut
Commanders.
This year. Yeah, the NFC. And next week, the Giants are going to lose handily. So it's
And because of the bye week, the Commanders play the Giants twice in a row.
Yeah, they're going to play them when they come back 2 weeks from
this?
Today.
That's stupid.
It's cruel.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's football and soccer. We got to take a break. When we come back, I will tell you about an embarrassing moment at the car dealership. And then,
car.
And then things you might hate about Florida and more fun and more thrills. Once again, it's Monday. Too much show.
Too much.
We do the best we can, folks. We're trying to manage our time. All right. Mm-hmm. There's not enough time. We'll be right back. And I still can't hear the music. There it is. Hi. We'll be right back.
It's your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Michael Maris Show.
That's friggin' unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the all-you-can-eat Kiss concert.
The holidays are approaching, so it's time to start thinking about what you're going to give. Why shouldn't you give?
There's love here.
Love in the form. No. Look no further than a personalized coffee subscription from Trade Coffee. I still have it right here.
It's so good. I'm
taking these little. I like to do this. Ooh.
What are you doing?
Good stuff.
It smells so good, though.
Well, I mean, you could do that. Trade Coffee is a coffee subscription service that makes it simple to discover new coffees and make your best cup of joe at home every day. Trade partners with the nation's top rated independent roasters to send you coffee that you know you'll love, fresh to your home and on your preferred schedule. As Jimmy Durante would say, it's the perfect gift for Frosty and all your loved ones, Karen. Trade makes it easy with their digital gifting options for last-minute shoppers or their coffee and equipment bundles for something under your tree. Right now, I showed you I'm drinking the Kickstart, a dark roasted, full-bodied brew with notes of brown sugar and dark chocolate. I absolutely love it. I love a lot of their other coffees as well. Treat yourself to the coffee lover in your life with Trade Coffee right now.
Do it.
Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off a subscription and access to limited time holiday specials at drinktrade.com/TMOS. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS. Happy birthday. we watched Frosty last night. I sort of watched
Frosty. It's a weak offering in the classic.
Well, after the hostility of Rudolph, but I love the voices. I mean, Josh Vernon, Jimmy Durante, the best Santa voice of any Santa voice I've ever seen.
Who does it in that?
You're not getting any. I based my Santa for years on the Frosty the Snowman Santa, which I thought was the best one.
I wonder who it is.
I won't bring you a present ever again.
Oh. That's not fair. That's not fair. Nasty, nasty, nasty. No trick cards. No magic balls. Yeah.
No anything. That's right, Professor Hinkle. But anyway,
Hinkle, I forgot that's his name.
Yeah, so that's it. And I remember we were talking, Carl and I, that I remember getting emotional.
Paul Frees that does Santa, of course. He's the best of all time.
I won't bring you anything ever again, Professor. That when Frosty melts in the greenhouse, that everybody, all the kids get a little verklempt. When you see that as a six-year-old
Sad.
For the first time, it's just like...
Sad. Yeah.
And then bingo bango, he's brought back to life and the show goes on. Absolutely incredible. But anyhow, let's
And Billy DeWolf is the name of Professor Hinkle, whoever Billy DeWolf is.
Billy DeWolf.
Oh, really? Billy DeWolf. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
In real life, he looks like Professor Hinkle. Look.
He does.
He does. He's got a beautiful little mustache. There he is, Mike. Professor Hinkle in real life.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Anywho, Saturday, yes. I took my car into the shop. Since we have had my wife's car, which I adopted,
yes.
We have had a problem with the backseat seatbelt, and they ordered a new seatbelt unit, and so
an extender?
My car, well, no, not an extender. No,
how dare you?
That used to be for you.
That used to be for me, sadly.
And now, so I go down there, it's all day. I bring in it at 8:30 in the morning, and they call me at 2:25. They text me at 2:25, and I look at my text. It says, the car, we close at 3:30. Your car is just coming out right now. So I beat feet, and I get down there. And Mrs. O'Mara, this is how good a husband I am. Mrs. O'Mara has just retired after working in the morning, and she is taking a nappy poo.
Oh.
And I, unbeknownst to her, decide that I will take an Uber down to the car dealership.
Oh, that's nice. That is very
courteous. Gentlemen. Yeah.
I didn't get enough credit, but that's okay. You don't do things for
tell the world, we'll give you it.
I do. Thank you. And so I take it down there, and I pull in, and he said, see you later. Drops me off, and I walk in, and there's nobody there. And I realize the text was said 3 o'clock, not 3:30.
Mm.
So I go through the dog and pony show, and the sales side is open. And the guy says to me, well, they don't usually have access to the keys that we have. and we don't have access to their keys. I said, yeah, why would you do that? It's only logical.
That's right.
It ended up the general manager found my keys, got me out there, and then looks at me.
Is there a problem here, sir?
Your employee used profanity and threatened me with violence.
Normally, I get great service.
I just wanted my seatbelt buckle to work. It was a little undercooked. Hope you had a great piss, Arnold. Anywho.
Classic.
So the guy looks at me when he finally gets the car, and I'm very relieved that I'm going to have my automatic. He goes, well, there was no problem with the seatbelt. I said, well, we found a foreign object in it.
Oh, baby.
Oh, no. Whoa, that's loud. Oh, my God, that's loud.
Well, it was very shocking.
Can we guess?
Yeah, I'd like to guess.
I don't know. They didn't tell me what the foreign object was. It's Michael's seat. It's where he's been for 2 years since he was 6-7 years old. So God knows what kind of Cheerio
Caramel
is
Cheerio or French fries. Those are your obvious guesses.
I was going to say jelly bean.
Could be a jelly
bean.
Yeah,
it might be a jelly bean. Yeah. But no, they
vape cartridge.
They brought the foreign object out to me, and it was a rock of cocaine.
No! That's horrible.
Usually they break up.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you just put the tab in a few times.
Yeah. I leaned over the seatbelt. Anyway, it was
welcome.
And the seatbelt never falls asleep.
fun. But I felt like a rube, and I just didn't think it took a whole epping day to find that.
I'm going to just make a guess here. When you got to talk to the general manager of the dealership, was he wearing a lot of cologne?
No, he was actually quite normal.
Oh,
he
wow. Okay. A lot of
very
times
normal guy,
that.
But disinterested, you know, which everybody at that
time. Well, he's not about repairs. That's not under his purview.
But it was very nice. They took care of the problem. Otherwise, they're not open until.
Instead of getting your car back, maybe you should look into buying a new car, sir.
Now he knows it's leased, so they don't bug me for that. The second thing I wanted to mention about the automobile is I was complaining about it lurching forward. So for any of you that have newer cars that might have a feature on them called auto hold. So you come up to an intersection and you stop at the intersection and the car automatically stops and doesn't
saves
start
a lot of
until
gas.
You know, guy said that was my problem with the lunging. So he's telling me is that when you have that, don't use it. That's really what they were saying
the
to me.
Says, I hate the environment.
It is so smooth on my Subaru. It really is. Really? It's like driving a golf cart. Yeah, it's like driving a golf cart.
Is it not auto hold? I thought it just turns off the engine.
No, that's auto hold, and then you just put the brake on, and you come to a stop, and you take your foot off the brake, take your foot off the gas, and then it won't start up again until you hit the accelerator.
What's it called, Pony, on your car?
So auto hold is also, it's more for like launching if you want to like drive really quickly. But the automatic engine cutoff.
No, it's not. No, it's for holding the car at an intersection, at a stoplight. Right, Rob?
I don't know what the name of the feature is. There is a cutoff feature, but there's also a feature.
Well, on my car, it's auto H.
Okay, there is a feature also that if you come to a complete stop, it brakes for you so that you don't have to hold the brake down?
I'm talking about.
Okay, that's a different feature than the auto start.
I actually don't know that feature. That's crazy.
Auto hold stops the car, and they said that's why it was lunging. They told me not to use it.
I was referring to the one that cuts the engine off when you're not moving.
5 seconds.
The other car that we have has auto hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And that pleasures you when you're at an intersection. That's how
make
that
sure
works.
You lubricate.
Anyway,
can you get that aftermarket?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's, you know who's been there. Oh. We got to take a break. And when we come back, Rob has things you might hate about Florida.
No, I have the Soundtown.
Oh, you have Soundtown? Are we at Soundtown? Why am I forgetting this
every
day?
It's Monday, Mike. It's Monday.
And you're not getting any younger.
I'm not. This is the first time. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Mike, it's just before 5, actually.
What do you mean before 5?
It's just before 5.
I don't want it to be before 5. It's either 5 or it's not. What are they doing over there?
Well, it's a 79-minute show. They have to start just before 5.
Why do they have to start it just before 5? What the f*** is the problem? I don't f***ing understand this. We've been on this f***ing radio station for f***ing 20 years. I don't f***ing understand this. What the f*** is wrong with KCJJ? Just run my f***ing show at 5 o'clock. I don't f***ing understand it, Rob.
you and everybody that wants it to be a little before five. What the am I doing? I'm a temperamental artist. Don't you understand these things?
Let's take it again.
All right.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, and I sure hope you join me for the Mike O'Mara Show a little before five on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ.
I like the first take.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
So, it's December 2022, and remember, this will be the time that,
well, he did start to lose his place in the show more often.
That's right.
It's the holidays.
Who is that wandering in the streets? Well, that's the America.
You have no idea how really paranoid I am about that. I really worry about it. Anyway, back to the show. Rothy's shoes. Cool, versatile, most of all comfortable. You will definitely get compliments when you are wandering around aimlessly, not knowing where you are.
In the neighborhood.
There's Oscar with the sneaker.
They're so white.
Rothy's just launched an all-new men's shoe called the Monty.
Monty.
It's an effortlessly cool shoe that's like a cross between a dress shoe and a sneaker that you can wear absolutely everywhere this holiday season. They also have two new sneaker styles, the RSO2, a more relaxed lace-up that's like a t-shirt for your feet, and the City Slip-On sneaker, a refined luxe slip-on with a roomier fit. To top it off, Men's Health named the RSO1 sneaker one of the top three sustainable sneakers during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. And if you're looking for some gifting inspiration for friends, family, and your significant other, Rothy's has you covered with shoes, bags, and accessories for both men and women. Remember, it's all recycled material, 100% machine washable. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's with new shoes, bags, and more for everybody. You can snag something for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at rothys.com/TMOS. I better get to something before I forget it.
Sound Town.
All right, tomorrow, Florida. All right,
Forgetful Smurf. Mike, I have to apologize in advance for the quality of this audio capture, but the historical importance of the tape supersedes it.
Yes.
Okay, this is a Randy Scott on ESPN. He was doing his top 10 plays over the weekend, and it was a college football game, and this mention came out of nowhere. I think you'll be able to hear it.
The whole deal. All right, let's get top plays. You ready?
Let's do it.
I got 10 of them. Okay. I started number 10, Akron and Buffalo. Akron's Jeff Undercuffler. Looking deep, though. And he finds Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. He found a shock jock. Shocky Jacques Louis. Shout out the Don and Mike Show. Buffalo gets the win.
Mike Show. 5-1. Mike Show. 9-3.
That's a bunch of
It was
like,
I think it was Monday. It was drive time.
It was a shout out to the Don and Mike Show on ESPN.
Like, this is recent.
Yeah, that was this weekend.
Yeah, that goes back a long time ago, that reference. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and pretty cool that you get the love from him. Yeah.
It's not, you know what? I can say this based on the previous segment. It's nice to be remembered when you start to forget.
That's right.
That was cool to see.
That was, yeah, cool. It was neat.
Yeah. Yes, very neat. Very neat.
Okay, Mike, this is sad for someone my age. And my mom has told me, if you ever want to put yourself, and she's talking to me, put me in historical context. I'm almost exactly the same age as disposable diapers. They came out when I was just born. And I'm the same age as Sesame Street. Sesame Street premiered a few months away from my birthday when I was born. And that's why this is sad. This was a guy that was on episode 1 of Sesame Street and stayed with it the whole way. His name is David McGrath. He played David on, or Bob, I think was his character name on Sesame Street. He was 90 years old and a very familiar voice. And of course, everyone remembers this song.
You know, I feel like meeting somebody around the neighborhood.
This is him singing.
Yeah. How about it? Oh, oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? Well, they're the people that you meet when you're walking down the street. They're the people that you meet each day.
Of course, he was fired.
Some of them drive by and offer candy, offer candy in a van. Some of them drive by and offer candy in a white van on the street.
Of course, he was fired when Sesame Street gentrified and he lost his house.
But come into my house and watch adult films. Watch adult films. Watch adult films. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ever see a movie about a gladiator? But that's a large piece of everyone's childhood that we just ruined. So there's that. Mike, what did I tell you when we were at Gator World?
Mommy's making out with next door neighbor. Next door neighbor. Next door neighbor. I'm sorry.
That's not coffee in her coffee cup. In her coffee cup.
In her coffee cup. She's filled it up with gin. Okay. I'm
what did sorry. I tell you? And we actually had a little bit of a set to at Gator World. There was a particular animal that you like that I hated, and that is the raccoon.
Okay.
You yeah. said the raccoon is a nice, cute animal.
Yeah.
And I
full of personality.
And I said they're evil and they're bad, and I have this to prove it. This was captured by a Ring doorbell in Ashford, Connecticut. A rabid raccoon attacks a 5-year-old kid.
Oh, no. Oh,
and the mom comes out, grabs it by the scruff of the neck. This mom's a hero. Picks it, holds it like you would a baby kitten, and throws it back into the yard. But this poor kid, this is your beautiful, cute raccoon, Mike, right? Raccoons are bad news, brother. Stay away.
By the way, that is the same thing you hear Monday through Friday when we wake Michael up. Play it one more time when we get him up for school.
You have to say, wake up, Michael.
Michael, it's time to get up. Nothing could be further from the truth. He's such a cool little man. We gave him a little break from Minecraft, from Fortnite, and from Call of Duty. He's taken a little week break from that.
Good. Does he ever... Does
Based
he...
on going to bed last night, and Carly comes around the corner and goes, come here.
Ah!
He's playing it. I thunder down the hallway, right. So in the time I turn the corner, he's already snuck back into bed, but Carla knew he was playing.
Mm. Oh, like so Julia would have done.
Out comes the monitor from his room. From
time
his
to go.
Room.
Yep, see you later.
There we go. Sorry about that, pal.
Also, Michael doesn't understand it when Mike forgets and wakes him at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Time to get up, son.
Time to get up, son.
Dad, why is it dark?
I know. Come on now. Manassas isn't going to wait for it. Dad, we don't live there anymore.
Be quiet. Wake up, Catherine.
Right. Homepage coming up next on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Okay, Mike, do you remember the band The Talking Heads? Great band, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah,
of course I do. And the lead singer and the brains behind
it. You may say to yourself,
yes,
this is not my beautiful wife.
That voice is the voice of David Byrne, and he's a brilliant musician. He's come out with a Christmas song that I find a little upsetting. So this is a new single this year that he's putting up for sale. It's called The Fat Man's Coming. This is David Byrne.
Coming from the land of the ice and snow, a roly-poly man in the dark he's riding. Everybody knows that he's out there now. Everybody knows that the fat man's coming. His hair is white as the snow.
I love it.
I do too.
The looking man with the virgin collar.
It's scary, so though. Refreshingly different.
Yeah. Yeah, scary.
His use of roly-poly is genius.
It's so unique.
Well,
it's
know
David
this.
Byrne. It's so avant-garde. I love it.
We'll be doing a Rob Radio Christmas that will air on TMOS over the Christmas holiday. Look for this song. We will definitely play it.
It's really interesting. Yeah. It's just different. You know,
I've always loved him. So you may ask yourself.
This is not my. And by the way, when you think of something like "So This Is Christmas," and "What Have You Done?" That was a similar vibe. You got this will grow on people.
I think so. I really hope so. Well, I do like it. It's just you know what it is. It's not usual.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. Let's close with this. A kindergartner has a confession, Mike, and it's funny what really weighs on a kindergartner's mind, especially when the mother interviews her and gets the truth out of her.
What'd you just tell me?
Okay, so today I was at school. All the time I do tiny farts. That's quiet.
Okay.
And today I did a big fart that was known. And I was, and he said, Audrina, was that you? And I'm like, no, it's someone else.
And it was you?
Yeah.
Pushki! You blamed it on somebody else?
Yeah.
She confessed to the fart.
Well, she had to. You want to hear it?
Yes. And then the teacher said, that's all I got.
Oh, my God. Hey, we got to get out of here. Coming up next, the homepage on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for part two.
I've been having a lot of fun on the show lately, I know, but and I lose my place.
That's the fourth time, though.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, I'm aware of that. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, he likes it when somebody else has dementia. Yeah. You know? Who's that guy, Rob? Anyway.
It's not a contest, dear.
Yeah, well, anyway, just every now and then. Thanks to everybody who made fruitcakes. Thanks to everybody who bought fruitcakes. And onward and upward. We will take a break, come back, and see you Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mañana. No,
sorry, it's Tuesday. I know it's Tuesday. I know that. I was making a joke, for Christ's sake. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mark Riddell saying so long, everybody.
Hello.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm fine.
Avocados from Mexico.